JKB monitoring.
KO4KKV, I think it was W4 DJW. Good evening.
DJW, this is KO4JKV, Duncan up in Asheville. I might be having a lot of static, because a lot of static came back on you. I'm using an HT, but I can switch antennas. Just checking to see if they're going to do the net tonight. I assume they are, but I just also wanted to see if this HT was working. Over.
It is working, and I'm on high power now. I don't know if that makes any difference, but yeah, there's a little bit of stacks, but they, for an HT, it's not bad at all. I can hear, I can read, you're 100% copyable and full scale on the signal strength. Just some white noise around the edges is all.
Well, I won't, I'm going to do some antenna swaps, so I might call out again. Otherwise, I'll just wait for the net. Thanks for coming back to me. KO4JKV.
Okay, Duncan. Well, I was just getting set up in the net myself, so I should be here unless I get called out of the room. Anyway, yeah, we will have a net. It's 365 days a year if we can if we can muster the net control operator. So, no problem. Talk to you in a little bit. See, catch you on the net, if not before. KO4JKV, W4DJW.
Looking forward to the net. KO4JKV clear.
KW, K4, OIM.
Good evening, Walt. You're sounding a lot better. How are you?
Back to 100%. I got to go back to the doctor Tuesday. But I think I'm ready to take control again on Tuesday night. And I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Well, that's good news. Just don't overdo it, right? Just, you know, make sure you're ready. And if you're ready, no problem. But if you're not ready, we don't. We'd rather you take the time you need. But yeah, I had a good Christmas. I was practicing Morse code. I had an old, since I'm not going to work anymore, I had an old Morse code program that never longer compiled on the newer hardware. So I worked on that a little bit last week and got it compiling and working. And I've been practicing my skills on Morse code. Got up to 15 words per minute, which is pretty good for, you know, just 3 or 4 days worth of practice. How about you? What, do you have a Merry Christmas?
My daughter's transmission went out in her Chevrolet truck about a month ago. I got this old 1994 F-150. I mean, right after I got it, these two kids stole it and spray bombed it primer gray all over. The tow truck still runs and drives like a new one. And I ordered her Chevrolet. And I traded her my old Ford for that Chevrolet. It's going to take me another month or two, and me on Social Security to get the money up, get a transmission to go in it. And she bought me a stereo system to go in my truck for Christmas. To go in my Ford truck. I told her, I said, you knew you was getting my Ford truck. And because the Chevrolet, man, it's got a jam up. I mean, a really top dollar stereo system in it. I'm not about to pull it out and put this one in. But I went Friday or Saturday and got my medicine refill, and she is down on these COVID shots. She will not take one. I went up there to get my prescription refill. And I said, are y'all giving the booster shot? Sure are. I said, I'd like to get mine. I went back and got my booster shot. I come home and she said, Daddy, did you get your prescriptions? I said, yeah. And I said, I went ahead and got my booster shot. She would not spend the night here. She went over to my granddaughter's. She was afraid she'd find me dead the next morning from that booster shot, David.
Well, you know, everybody has, everybody, it's a personal decision what they want to do. Everybody's got to make up their mind for themselves. For me, it's pretty simple. For you, it sounds like it's pretty simple, too. If anybody lived through the times back when polio ran rampant and the vaccines were first discovered and implemented and totally annihilated polio completely to where you don't even have to have vaccine for it anymore, then for you and me, we were probably closer to that era than she was, so it makes it easy for you and me to figure out. Simple, right? It's a no-brainer. But for other people, it's, you know, they don't, you know, to each his own. I just hope it doesn't, you know, I know there have been some really negative consequences to that decision for some people. I just hope that is limited. But I do hear that they're having a harder and harder time with these other variants. They're not quite as severe, but they ramp up a lot faster, which pulls a drain on resources, just another way of doing that. And your truck with the really good stereo system, I don't know about you, but I don't, my car has a really good one. My truck has a half decent one, but my car AM FM radios don't see any action at all, period. When I'm in the car, it's the FM ham radio that's turned on, not the, I don't listen to, public broadcast music or anything like that. But anyway, to each his own. I can't even take my wife's car out because she's got a really good radio system in hers too, and she listens to that Sirius stuff. But for me, if it doesn't have a ham radio in it, what's the point? You know what I mean? Why go anywhere if you don't have a ham radio in your car?
I got a 2-meter Kenwood in my pickup, and it's just 2 meters only. And I was hoping I'd give us a hint that I wanted a 2-meter 440 mobile unit for Christmas. But she don't know anything about ham radio, and she's afraid she'd get the wrong one and all. And I said, well, that's okay. I got a birthday coming up in February, so maybe I'll get it then. But, I'm really doing a lot better. But I'm glad to hear you practicing on Morse code. While I couldn't talk, I sit down here on 40 and 80. I'd worked a couple of stations on 20, on CW. And really, I like working CW. I've got a key here that I was going to give Chad, KO4NUE. He was talking about all his mechanics tools, and he was learning that his Elmer would always give him a special tube. I've got Chad a collector's key here. I'm going to give him. I can never get him over here to pick the thing up. So are you calling the net tonight, Dave?
Well, it is my W4DJW. It is my turn to call the net. But I swapped with Nathan last time, and I haven't been able to get back in touch with him. So, yeah, it's highly likely. It could be Nathan that calls it, but it's highly likely going to be me because it is my turn to call it. And I had when I first started learning Morse code, I started out on straight key. I just had my dad's straight keys that it was just one of those really cheap plastic straight keys that was just tied down to a piece of wood with two screws. And it worked really good, and I did that for quite a while, for most of my learning on the straight key. And then Jim, I don't know if you knew him, KI4MLN, Jim, he doesn't get on here anymore, but he brought his paddle over here and dropped it off at the house one day. I said, no, Jim, don't do that. Take that back with you. And he said, no, just try it. He ruined me, Walt. Can't go back to a straight key. So that Christmas, my wife got me a Bengali. The ones that are made over in Italy, boy, is that thing nice. That's like a thing sends code all by itself. It's pretty cool. You ever sent on a Bengali?
A friend that had one of them, and I tried it out. I really liked it. I went to a solid key estate up in Kenwood back this past summer, and I bought a straight key from this lady. It's a Ken Pro KK10. That is the smoothest key. It's mounted on a marble base. And man, that's a $5 key itself. And then I've got a military J-37 over here, straight key. And then I've got a venture panel I got from WRAW. And I've also got a Black Willow, solid brass key that I can't remember his call sign. He's a solid key now. I've got it, but I got a box built here where I can plug one straight key in and one paddle. But I use that Ken Pro more than I use anything. So, Dave, I guess I better get off here and let you get ready for the net. I appreciate talking to you. I thought I'd just let you know that I believe I'm going to be ready for Tuesday night. If not, I'll let you know, but I don't see why I wouldn't be. So, W4DJW, K4OIM, I'll be clear on your finals, Dave.
I had one of those ventures one time too, Mike, AI4NX. I don't know if you remember him. He's a silent key as well. But he was really good at Morse code. And he gave me his venture. And then I think I passed it on to somebody. I gave that to somebody else that wanted it. Good to keep them moving, keep them working, pass them along. Pay it forward or whap backward or whatever that is. Anyway, yeah, I'll catch you on the net. If not sooner, Walt, good talking to you. And hope you continue your recovery and so that we can hear you call the net Tuesday night. K4OIM, W4DJW, clear listening.